Grace Street is only 4 years old, but she's already got a huge fight on her hands. The little girl from the Huon Valley was born with a blood vessel condition, and it's so rare that few doctors have ever encountered it. So her mum, Natalie, is on a mission to save her life, which means flying to another country for this life-saving treatment. Natalie Page joins me now, her mum. Hello, Natalie.
Hello, Lucy.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Grace and her condition.
Yep, absolutely. So Gracie was diagnosed when she was born with, as you mentioned, a very rare condition called an Abernathy malformation. Basically what it is, she doesn't have a portal vein. So the vein that takes the blood from her stomach to her liver. So it basically doesn't filter her blood.
And that's something that we all have. I didn't even realise.
Yes, we do. We all have a portal vein. Yep.
And what's the importance of it? Why do we need this?
Well, it filters the blood before it goes to the liver, basically. Yeah. So.
And she's a twin as well.
She is.
And yep. So she was born with it.
Yep.
Her brother.
No.
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 So how's she been going these past 4 years?
She's really good. This particular condition, though, it appears as though everything's okay. It's a condition that declines quite rapidly with age. Basically, at the moment, she's doing well, but we don't know the severity of it, and we don't really know how she's doing, really, because we need her to be with somebody that has lots of experience with it, and we have been told that this has not been operated in Australia before. And so, yeah, that gives us a very, very scary feeling, not knowing, you know, really at what stage she's at. We don't know.
What was it like when you heard that no one has operated on this type of condition before?
It was horrible. It was a really horrible feeling, you know, that it hasn't been operated on here before. Yeah, very, very scary for a mother or for a mother and father, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Grace and her personality. What sort of girl is she?
Where do I start? She's a very sassy, happy, cheeky little girl. Loves life. Loves everyone. I actually went into our local petrol station today, and obviously, you know, our name's getting out there now, knowing about the campaign that we've released. And the girl said that she actually works at the childcare centre with Gracie, and she said she is by far her favourite, which I thought was really cute.
That little personality must go a long way.
Yeah.
So how much money are you raising and why? Tell us about it.
So basically the bill that we've received from Chicago is approximately $350,000. That covers us having the surgical procedure and all the tests, but we don't really know. Like at this stage, $350,000 is basically the minimum that we need to raise, because it's going to depend on when we actually get over there, how long we're going to have to stay over there. Because of her condition, we don't know. So
why have you picked Chicago? What's in the United States?
So basically, when we were told that there was no real option here in Australia, and we were told that it hadn't been performed within Australia, my mother instincts kicked in, and I started to do my own research. And I managed to track down a specialist in Chicago that has performed quite a number, like hundreds of these particular operations. I told him my story and where we're at, and he got straight back to me and said, that he could fix this condition of Grace's.
What does an operation like this involve? How do you fix Grace's condition?
So basically, it's going to depend on when we don't really know that answer because we don't, like I said, there's been very limited tests being done in Australia. So we don't really know. All we know is that that vein is not there. So with this particular condition, there's a lot of other things that can happen to her. So she could like potentially have you know, different issues with her other internal organs and things like that. We don't really know at what stage Grace is at, if that makes sense, because she hasn't, there's been very limited tests. So as far as, you know, we don't know how long we're going to be in Chicago.
Mm. It's almost 5 to 6. My guest is Natalie Page. She's the mum of Grace Street, a 4-year-old girl, and she's got a huge fight on her hands. As you heard, Natalie Page is trying to raise around $350,000 at the least to get Grace the life-saving treatment that she needs in Chicago, the US, which means a big trip and no doubt a bit of time sticking around there once she gets better. Natalie Page is her mum. Natalie, what does Grace make of this situation? Does she have any idea what's going on at the moment?
No, we haven't really communicated a whole lot to her. We don't want to worry her little head, you know. We've sort of explained to her that, you know, we're going to go and see Superman because that's what they call him, Superman, because he's absolutely incredible. He's fixed so many of these patients. And so everyone calls him Superman. So we're going to see Superman. So she's, yeah, which is amazing. And she's really accepting of it. She's happy.
What's the hardest thing for you now, Natalie, knowing that you've got a pretty big task on your hands?
My biggest concern, just that I think the amount of money we need to earn is such a large amount of money. So it's going to take a lot of hard work and commitment to raise it. Mm. Yeah.
It's 4 minutes to 6 here on Drive on ABC Radio Hobart. Natalie, let's talk about the fundraiser,
yep.
How much you need to raise.
Yep.
As you said, $350,000. Yep. How can people get involved?
So we have a Facebook page called Saving Little Grace. So if everybody could jump on and like her page. We have set up a MyCause platform, like a fundraiser, where people can donate. It's called Abernathy and Grace, and it's called the Stupid Challenge. So we've put a little bit of a challenge in that basically we're asking people to put in something that they have spent money on that's been stupid and they haven't used and donate the equivalent amount. So that's been really, really popular. And everybody's getting on board, which is great. Some of the comments are really funny. So basically to reach the MyCause page, it's www.mycause.com.au/savinggrace.
Oh, and how's the family feeling at the moment?
Very mixed emotions. We've known about Grace's condition, like I said, for nearly 4 years since she was born. And we've not had any sort of answers. And so it's a peace of mind knowing that there is somebody that has done this before, that can correct it. On the other hand, very anxious, very nervous, you know, having to take the family to a completely different country. And obviously the procedure is obviously really frightening me. But in order to save her and save her life and for us, in order to have our little girl, we'll do anything basically to achieve that.
We're just a minute away from the news at 6 o'clock. Just before I let you go, Natalie, talk us through those pages again where people can donate.
So Facebook page is Saving Little Grace, and the My Cause page where you can donate is www.mycause.com.au/Saving Grace. And just to also let any local businesses know that that fundraising campaign is also 100% tax deductible. We have Helping a Friend in Need. We have Haffinen Board, which is a registered charity. So all donations that are made to the fundraiser are 100% deductible.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Lucy. Thanks for your time.